Blog Talk Radio.
All right, sir. Here we go.
The Dag
Bitch, aka 4DB Week.
Anti-hater bitch. They ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, though. Say this out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because
your
dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that, they always wanna come back. We could've did that, we should've did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go, bitch. You see, you made your choice and then I walked away. Cause if dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I skate, why wait? For a script that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you need a stroller.
Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. Don't wanna lose.
Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback. Tried to leave me stranded, left me for dead. But look at me, I'm standing on my own 2-6-2. All me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did, you. Now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to stay, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries.
I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feel so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben with me, don't wanna lose.
As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can or will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it.
Now I'm about to go. I have to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. So I can't lose. You dagger bitches, aka 4DB, Witty.
All right, Clyde Donovan, 2.3 inches. You see what it is? That's 0.2 inches more than what the skew said. All right. Nice one, Clyde. All right, next. Whip it out, Butters.
Oh, it's a little chilly in here.
All right, Butters, let's see what you got going on down there.
Hey, wait, the cold is making it shrink then. Where are you going, little fella?
Butters, I don't have time for this. I can't wait if your wiener is pulling a scared turtle.
Hang on, he's coming back out. There he is. Who's a little guy?
All right, Butters, looks like we have 2.4 inches. Really nice, Butters.
I'm hung like a horse.
All right, that's everybody. Let's go post these numbers.
What? Didn't you forget something?
What, Cal?
You measured everyone's wiener except for yours.
I measured mine this morning, see? It's right here at the top.
13.7 inches?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Your wiener is not 13 inches long.
You made everyone else get measured with witnesses. You have to, too.
Well, what are you guys going to do? Use a tape measure and measure my penis yourselves? Are you homos? You just did that to everybody in class. Okay, fine, whatever. Go ahead.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag, it's two stars in that rag when I show that flag, it's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa Queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio, I see you, lady.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V, slowing it down a little for the lady. Talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
What's happening, y'all? West Coast Wednesday, Tom Nye, Dad, Queen. Feel good? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm a little confused and conflicted, but I mean, we're gonna talk about that tonight. But I'm okay other than that.
Okay. Well, I'm all right. I don't know. I'm not feeling like drained. I'm out of here. I don't know how I feel. But it's gonna be interesting. I think that's what happened. So, again. Do it with Norwich. Shout out to the boss lady for her to say, yeah, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. Keep it thing, starting things up and then allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. Yeah, hold on. Claire, are you echoing? You got me playing in the background or something? I don't know. I'm hearing myself. What does that mean?
Oh, hold on one second. I'm on speaker, so that may have been the problem.
Oh, okay. and then again, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Queen, let them know they can send it.
You can send it to QueenV, V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenV, V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com.
All right. And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody take the time out of their day to spare a word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support my co-host, to support what we got going on over here. Again, if we fuck with us, we fuck with y'all, point blank, period, and that's what it is. All right, so let's just jump into it. What's going down, Queen? What's on your mind?
Are we going to just jump into it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well. Oh, all right. okay, let me get my drink on. Hold on. Okay, anyway. So I don't know if anybody remembers last week I was talking about how my first came back into my life on some randomness. So it's actually been a very interesting week. I found out he's straight crazy. he's straight crazy. I told him from the jump that I had a boyfriend. This is where the conflicting thing starts. I told him from jump, you know, I had a man. He asked me, I told him straight up, like, yeah, I got a man. He was like, oh, he's lucky, this, that, and third, whatever, whatever. So, you know, I go out, I go see him just to say what's up, say hey. You know, we post up, we chill. This weekend was my niece's first birthday. He's been calling me. Like, he's been calling my phone just on some craziness. Like, oh, well, I want to see you. How come I can't see you today? And I'm like, oh, well, today is my niece's birthday. Oh, well, bring me through. No, you can't come through. Well, why not? Because I said so. You know, so he's still under the impression that he basically can just come back into my life and be where he used to be. So I had to sit down and have the conversation with him, like, look, I have a man, this, that, and third. He told me basically he doesn't give a fuck about my relationship with my man, and he wants to take care of me, and he wants to do this, and he wants to do that. So earlier today, he hits me up. My bad, y'all. Earlier today, he hits me up and he's like, come through, come pick up this money. Pick up what money? He's like, I got some money for you so you can go get your nails done and this, that, and the third. So I guess there was we and him had a conversation that was had that basically he wanted to be my boyfriend number two, that he didn't give a fuck about my man. But I'm having the conflict because me and my man had an argument about this girl being around him. Now I feel like a hypocrite if I was to not say nothing about this dude wanting to be around, because I had a problem with him hanging out with this other girl. And, you know, they have been friends, they have been homies or whatever, they have their little relationship going on. But now this person is walking back into my life talking about he wants to be boyfriend number two and put gas in my car and get my nails to be done and then take it and just be like, okay, well, not fuck with my nigga got going on, not like that. But, like, you know, still be with my dude because I still care about him. And you feel me, just be me and my dude, and that's it, that's all.
Your phone's going in and out, but, I mean, I don't know. If you're in that situation, you just got to, I guess you got to do what feels right, because, again, if you got on somebody about somebody being around, and, again, you got somebody that's coming around you, it is a little bit hypocritical, but at the same time, like I said, niggas do shit. Like, niggas spend money and throw money, but it's just about what you're going to do. Is it like you're just going to take him for his money and that and just use the nigga and then not do anything? Or is eventually when if you try going that route, eventually something's going to have to happen? Or feelings get involved maybe or something, or, you know.
Exactly,
so.
And it's just like, and I mean, me and him, we had to sit down and we had to have the conversation because basically, like, I don't want to make it sound like that, but I mean, it literally is like that. Like, I tell that nigga to shut up, that nigga shuts up. Like, I tell that nigga to do something, he going to do it. Like, if I tell that nigga to stop doing something, he going to stop doing it. Like, just because I said so. Like that, I don't try to make it, like, I'm not trying to make it sound like I just got that nigga like that,
but
like,
once he gets back in, is it going to change into something else, or?
But see, but that's the
really
thing, like, I told the nigga straight up, like, no, I got somebody else, and like, I told him that day one, and then it was like, okay, day three, we was hanging out, you feel me, whatever. Then it was like, okay, like, it became later on into the weekend, and I hadn't seen the nigga for like a day. Like a day or two, and he's calling me like, well, how come I can't come to the birthday party? Oh, you're not going to take me to the birthday party? No, I'm not about to take you to the birthday party. Like, you feel me? I haven't seen you in almost 10 years, bro. Like, I don't, you feel me? Like, no, I don't feel comfortable with you knowing where I lay my head at, because for all I know, you could just be like one of those crazy niggas that pop up at the house. Like, no, I'm not cool with none of that. You feel me? So let me fill you out first. And then it was like, well, I'm going to get you. He basically told me straight to my face, like, what I want, I get. And I'm like, no, you're not just about to walk back in here and think that you're just about to take me from what
I mean,
already got.
At the same time, just by entertaining the situation and still indulging it and having conversations and everything like that, still giving a nigga some kind of leeway and everything. Because, I mean, more conversations lead to, you know, just the fact that people talk to people, you know, automatically, especially when it comes to guys. And when a guy's doing something like that, knowing where he was at some point in life, then, I mean, you never know. It's kind of wearing somebody down, in a sense.
But, I mean, like, even then, okay. Like, all right, so we have to talk about, like, let's talk about how far in life this situation was. Like, yeah, you feel me? Like, when I got the phone call, like, I was on some random shit how I even got back in contact with the nigga. Like, I was 13. I was a freshman in high school. He was a senior in high school at this time when we had met. Like, freshman year was over, and I seen him one day, and then the next day he was gone, and I never seen him again. And then randomly a week ago, this nigga calls my phone talking about, oh, yeah, I seen your best friend walking down the street, and she gave me your number. Like, whoa, like, you feel me? I ain't heard from you in damn near almost 10 years. I'm about to be 23 later on this year. Like, I haven't heard from you in almost 10 years. Come in. Okay. But I haven't heard from you in almost 10 years. And here you come popping back up, and now you think that, you feel me, I done already been in a five-year relationship, and I've already been in a relationship, in the current relationship that I'm in for the past 2 years now. Like, I've already invested time into other people, and you think that you're finna just come back and just be A-okay? Like, no, you left me on some foul shit. So why would you think that you could walk back into my life, and then you turning around and trying to throw money at the situation? Like, it's beneficial towards me. You feel me? Like, yeah, that's beneficial towards me because, you feel me, hell yeah, I can take the gas money that you're giving me and go and do what I want to do and make the trips that I really, really, really want to make, you feel me, because you're throwing the money at the situation. But at the same time, like, am I fouling? Because, you feel me, niggas holler about how bitches is always fucked up because they just do niggas all sorts of grimy, but I'm not that type of person. So it's like, for me, it's like I have a conscience, so it's like, damn, that shit gonna come back on me, and I'm gonna be a bitch, and you feel me, and now I'm a hypocrite because I told my nigga he don't even be fucking with that other bitch, and now here comes this nigga trying to throw money at me, and it's just like, oh, okay, I want to take the money, but I don't want you to, you feel me, but no, you can't fuck me, no, you can't kiss me, like, no, no, there's boundaries around this shit. Like, yeah, we can be homies. We be homies, but we have boundaries. Like,
but that's what they always. Yeah. That's what they always say. See, it's different. It's different. See, look, it's really different. Cause see, the funny thing is, bitches is gonna be bitches, just like niggas is gonna be niggas. You know what I mean? It just depends on the person, and it's crazy because. Because you don't even really want to deal with somebody that's really just throwing money at the situation. You know what I mean? They just try to throw money at it. Because, I mean, you got people that just want to try to be around and everything like that. But then as long as you're not changing the situation, I mean, it's not like, you know, like, these hit you up directly. Y'all having personal conversations, things like that. See, I know somebody that, you know what I mean, he got a business that just pop up somewhere. You know what I mean? They don't talk. They don't do none of that extra shit or whatever. She just happened to know where he'd be posting up all kind of shit, doing shit like that. She just shows up. Like, there's no, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you, blah, blah, blah. It is one of those type of situations. When there's actual interactions and everything, then that's where she gets tested. Because, again, niggas feel like they get a chance. Like, ooh, she talking to me or whatever. Like, just the fact that she's even holding a conversation with me. Like, it'd be crazy. Because it goes both ways. I know bitches that, you, like I said, you have to completely cut them off and just not say anything at all. They will just think that everything is cool and everything. But,
because, I mean, I had to, like, even then, like, you know, me and him, we've had the conversations, like, you feel me, he's like, oh, well, I feel bad for leaving you, and I want to make up for all this lost time, and it's just like, you got a lot of making up to do. Like, do you know that, you feel me, I spent 5 years with a nigga after you, you feel me, like, and I was in love and all this other shit, and I got my heart broke, and you feel me, we had good times, we had bad times, we had good times, you feel me, all this other shit, and then it was over, and then I found somebody new, and then I've also spent another 2 whole years with them also. Like, me and my dude is coming up 2 years on his birthday. Like, you feel me, like, it's crazy. It's amazing. So it's just like, you have a lot of making up to do, because if that's what you're trying to do, you feel me, and you throwing money at the situation, like I said, like.
But then the question is, if he does, then what? Then it's always the question, you know what I mean? Like, what if he does all this? Does it, like, pave the road? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, because there are niggas out there that'll do that type of shit. Then what? You know what I mean? It's always about.
But I mean, like, but things don't become better because you throw money at it. You feel me? Like, that doesn't mean that I want to be with you because you throw money at a situation. No, that just, you feel me? Because there was a side of me when, you feel me, when I was single and after he did leave, where I was just that girl, where I was just like, oh, niggas is out here just trying to holler at me. Okay, I'm a talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. Okay, you throwing your money at me. Okay, I know that when I need things, I'm going to call you. Okay, you're easy to talk to. So when I need somebody to talk to because everybody else is pissing me off, I'm going to call you. Okay, you over here, like, you like to take me out and go on dates. Okay, so that means that you can do, we can go on dates. Like, we go to movies, we go to arcade, whatever, whatever. And then it was like, once I got into a relationship, like, that was it, that was all. You feel me? I cut off everybody. But it's like, can I, do I want to? Or do I just want to be like, okay, no, I'm running this way. Like, that's it. That's all. Like, cause I can be. That's so bad. That's, see, like, because I do have that side in me, you feel me? But it's just, like, I don't like for that side to come out because karma is real and karma is a straight bitch and she will come for you, you feel me? And I don't want my karma to come back on me and I finally find somebody who I want to be with and, you feel me? And then, you know, karma comes back and bites me in the fucking ass for the shit that I be doing or the shit that I be thinking about I want to do. So... I don't know.
Well, it's all about,
I don't know.
It's all about choice. It's all about personal choices. And the bottom line is we got to live with the decisions they make, no matter what they are.
It's supposed to help. You're supposed to tell me, no, don't go this way. Or, yeah, because if I was your nigga, then hell yeah, I would take that nigga money. You're supposed to go one way or the other.
No, I operate. This is my biggest struggle with me. This is the biggest paradox in the Dagger's life. Dagger operates on free will. This is what, and this is the hardest thing to do, but that's the only, if nobody else does it, there are a lot of people out here that are out here trying to tell people what to do, like, yo, you need to do this, you need to do that, maybe you should do this, maybe you should try to do this. Look, I've lived too long. I know too many people. I've seen too much. I've been involved in too much. People are going to do what they want to do, and that's the coldest part. So it's about what you want to do. What really is going to work out for the individual? What's really going to work out for Queen? What's really going to work out for Daddy? What's really going to, you know what I mean? Everybody really has to figure out what's going to work for them and those that they involve their time with, this, that, woo, woo, or whatever. There's been a lot of situations. I'm getting one a little later too. There's been a lot of things that go down. People just don't realize that. It's the choices. But then you got to realize also that once you make a choice, you can't go back on it. You know what I mean? There's certain choices that are made and certain actions that are taken that can't be reversed. So you got to be careful with the choices that you do make.
But it's just like, don't get me wrong, I understand completely what you're saying. I just, you feel me? I really don't know which road I want. I do want to keep... I want to keep my relationship, like, no doubt. I want to keep that, like, you feel me? Because he makes me happy, and, you know, we have fun and all that other good stuff.
But when a nigga talks to you, it's kind of hard to turn down the money.
Exactly, you feel me? Because it's like, okay, all right, you're throwing the extra bread, okay? You throw
especially
extra bread at me. That extra bread helps me help
then in order
do
to
the
get
things
that
I want to do.
It's like bait. It's like bait. You know what I mean? It's cool if that's what you want to go for. That's what that's what is bait. You put the money out there, I get the nails, the hair, the everything like that. Yeah. If that's what you want to do, you know what I mean? But that's what it is. Because if he wasn't saying that, would you be thinking the same thing?
But, like, even if he wasn't saying that, and like I said, like, and I told him straight to his face, like, we can be homies. Like, we can be homies.
It always starts that way.
But no, like, but you feel me? Like, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. You feel me? And I keep trying to. I don't know. But the thing with him is he's crazy. Like he keeps telling me he's gonna kill himself. And
but you, right? You. This is what I'm saying. But this is he's crazy. But you want to involve yourself in that?
No,
cool.
It's like, but see, it's kind of like I'm already like. Once he found me, it's like the crazy in him really just like kind of came out because
but
it was like,
that
oh my goodness,
do with you? See?
It doesn't have anything
so
to do with
me.
You're absolutely, right. It doesn't have any.
You
won't even let me finish. It doesn't
that
have anything.
No
to... What do you mean?
So because he's
okay.
Crazy.
I'm because I'm so nice and I'm so sweet and I don't want nobody to be crazy over me. Like, I don't understand why people are crazy. Like, especially over me.
This is why I want to be the bad guy. This is why I want to be the bad guy so bad. See how the crazy niggas get what they want? You see this? I've been in
that's not even
so many times. No. The crazy niggas always get what they want. You know what I mean? I don't know why girls deal with the craziest niggas. You know what I mean? And these niggas get the.
Look, yeah, I don't give a fuck about nothing.
But the thing is, it's funny because I'm crazy too, but at the same time, like I said, I'm in check with mine, but it's like I should not be, obviously, because nobody else, everybody else is against what they want. It's like bullying people sometimes.
Oh, my God.
They scare you into wanting to deal with them. They just,
and no,
like, you're just going
to
do it.
Wait, no, because I have to explain that. Like, it's not even like that. Okay, but like, okay, now say, even as a female, all right, you have somebody that you have feelings for, or you feel me, whatever, whether it's your homie or whatever the case may be. Now, they turn around and start saying crazy things to you, you're deep down inside yourself, you're like, that motherfucker just playing, he ain't finna do no crazy shit. Like, oh my goodness. But then the other side of you is like, no, but what if that nigga did do that crazy
shit?
So
what? So if they're gonna do that, if they wanna kill themselves, go do that shit. Go jump off a building, pick a really tall one. You know, you need at least 50 floors so you can just splatter on the ground.
Like,
I mean,
and I have taken messages in my phone because he made me mad, and I was just like, okay, I'm not about to answer the phone for you. And like, this nigga called me like 20 times, and I was not answering his phone calls all in like one night, all in 15 minutes. And then he sent me a text message like, oh my goodness, I'm so in love with you and you're not talking to me and I can't believe you. I'm gonna go and like, this nigga has scars from cutting himself.
And did he know, but was it for attention or did he do it for effect? You know, if
no,
you do it the long,
like, he has,
you gotta do it
he
the
has,
long way from
yes,
here.
He has some of the
but
short
what?
Ones from like when
yeah.
he was doing it for attention, and then he has a couple of the long ones.
What does this have to
like,
do with
he
you?
Was really trying
what?
To do it.
What does
like,
this have to do with you? What does this have to do with you?
I can't.
I'm glad you find
I'm
it funny. What is that?
I'm not. I don't find it funny. Like, this is so horrible.
Is.
I don't find this funny.
But what does it, but what
like,
does
this
it have
is
to
so
do
sad.
What
like, people
do
really do this. People
but
do
this.
This
is how people
their
get,
life.
But this is how people get blocked. This is how people get, you know, I mean,
yes.
block calls like this and everything. You know what I mean, I don't understand
like,
why.
He's almost there. Like, I keep telling
what
the homegirls, like,
almost
he's almost
there.
He's almost
there. Whatever. Hold on. We're going to play some music. We'll be right back. I need a moment. I need to take a drink.
Yeah. You know, sometimes in relationships, you go through your ups and downs, your highs and lows. Well, this is my story. Just want you to take some time out and listen.
Words never spoken. Those cuts and wounds have been reopened. Space that fills with things unsaid. The cross that left on earth light up the pit. Wishing that we could go back in time. When the things on your mind were alive.
And now I'm and I wish I never fell so deep in love with you, and now there ain't no way we can be friends.
I know what to do, and yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep strut, short stroke. Do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run our eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she want the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the rest. All up in the stomach on my way to a chair.
Know just what you do, and
it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to
so
it.
The very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wind bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a slipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us, and in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you are so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue. It ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Then I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do,
if it don't feel wrong,
then I'ma get right to
so
it.
just end this?
Man, we don't give a f*** about no steak, man.
What?
Just because it was our nigga doesn't mean we gave a s*** about his ass.
We don't need no reason to f*** now. That's why we drink Hennessy. That's why we smoke McDonald's. That's why we're steakers. We like to ruin s***. Hell, y'all just gave us an excuse. If it wasn't you, we'd probably just pick someone at random and ruin their life.
Huh?
Oh, come on.
Well, now what?
Now you die.
Police. Thank God for the police. I mean, who's this? Who called the popo?
All right, you three are under arrest for the murder of Keto Brown.
Oh, thank you, officer.
Thank you.
I can't believe somebody snitched. That's gay.
These three won't be bothering you anymore. Then why do you think they were after you guys specifically?
It was a nigga moment.
Oh, of course. Nigga moment. Well, there's only one way to end a nigga moment for good. Jail.
Jail?
Jail. That makes sense. Jail! Isn't that great, Huey? Jail! Of course! Oh, thank God for jail.
Glad we could help.
And that's the moral of the story. Some niggas just need to go to jail. I might be in hell, but at least I ain't in jail, nigga. Let me out the car!
Can't believe somebody snitched. Niggas is out here like running forces.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah.
Alright, for sure. Y'all want to call in 661-621-7559 as always, chilling the queue. First one to holler at us. And, I'm looking at the time. I just realized we got about an hour and 20 minutes left in the show, and I'm already drunk. And yes, this is where I guess this is where I'm going to need to be for the rest of the show. But you know, I got that bobblehead. I'm like, not on no homo shit. Like, no homo. I'm just up there right now. I forgot to say what I was drinking. Hold on, let me. What I found was I found a Smirnoff. It was a Smirnoff. It was a Smirnoff bottle, but it was like a sunrise. What do they call it? What's the drink with vodka and orange? Sunset something or?
Yes, it's a screwdriver, or they call it.
There it is. That one. Bam. So I got the screwdriver, right? I got the screwdriver, Smirnoff, you know, regular drink. And then I just got some straight Smirnoff off the, you know, off the shelf behind the motherfucker that be selling the drink. You know, I got the one off the shelf. So because I knew that regular one wasn't going to be strong enough, so I got the other one. So that's what I'm saying. But, are you still got me on speakerphone, please? Because I'm hearing myself again.
No, my bad. My bad. I put the music on speaker so I could... My bad.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. But, like I said, a lot of interesting things going on. But what I would do is I've realized a lot of things. I keep talking about how, you know, things just never really work out for me and everything. And all these people talk about, you know, I sound like I'm not trying to complain, but I just see shit a different way. And like I said, when I come to these realizations, I like to share them out here. And I like talking about myself because as long as I'm talking about myself, the people can't get mad and say I'm talking about them. So I'm going to talk about myself for a minute. Now, I've realized that technically I am kind of, in a sense, a dog, you know, but not in a bad way, not in a bad way, in certain ways. In one way, because I say that because I'm colorblind. Dogs are colorblind, I believe, if I'm correct. Dogs are colorblind, right? Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
That dogs can't see colors?
Yeah.
See, that's I think that's one of my main issues that I have, at least with myself, that doesn't work with other people, because I see black and white. You know, it's either one way or the other. You know, but a lot of people deal in that gray area. You know, that middle ground. There's always that, you know, this, that, like in your situation, right? Like, there's nothing happening, but there's communication and, you know, there's this, there's that, you know, a nigga blowing you up 20 times, everything like that. All those things mean something. You know, but that's just a gray area, because technically there's nothing.
That's
happening.
Not a gray area, because you still didn't give me a direct answer on what you think I should do. Should I go and take his money and do whatever?
No, you shouldn't, because then once you take his money, then he's gonna think that, you know, crazy niggas think that, okay, like I said, it's like a hook. Like, he's baiting you with the money, and if you take it, then he's gonna feel like he's got you or he's got something going on. He's gonna tell you you're gonna do all this shit. Well, we're just cool, and he want to help me out, this, that, whoop, whatever. It always starts off like that. He maybe want to do that, but he's working towards something. And then you always got to think about the situation, like, look at it like this, right?
But the crazy thing is, like, I just don't want to be with him like that. Like, I'm happy where I'm at. But if you know what I mean.
As long as you're happy where you're at, then you ain't got no reason to go nowhere else. That's bottom line. But look at it like this. Because I always put myself in other people's situations, too. Because, again, I've been where other people are at. I've been boyfriend number two, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I didn't have to throw money at bitches to be boyfriend number two, you know what I mean? I was boyfriend number two because boyfriend number one was fucking up and doing some other shit. Boyfriend number two trying to throw money at you, doing all kind of shit like this, that, or whatever. That's just, I think it says something about a person, I believe. Because what I'm also thinking is, like, if you're going to do... You know, people supposedly, they say you're going to cheat or do things like that or whatever. You cheat for a reason. Because you don't ever want to do something that's fucked up or whatever, and then it be for the wrong reason. Or it be for something, like, you know, that's worse than what you got going on. You just got to find out if things are worth it. But, as again, like I was saying, as far as I go, like I said, I see a lot of just, I see in black and white. There isn't. I don't like that gray area. I don't like. You know, it's all a bunch. It sounds like a bunch. Like, here's another gray area situation. Like, when a girl tells you something that she did, you know, but she feels that the fact that she told you should take away from the fact of what she did. You know, because you didn't find out from anywhere else. You didn't hear from there. You hear. See, to me, some people feel that shit feels makes it better. Wiser, this, that, whatever. Me. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You did it. I don't give a fuck where I hear from, who I hear from, whether it be you, whether it be this person, that person, or whatever. If you did it and it happened, then that's the issue I have. There's no gray area. You know, the gray area is when you try to be like, well, you wasn't paying attention to me, or he was paying for this and you wasn't, or did it. See, that's all that gray area shit. I don't fuck with that shit. That's the shit I don't like. Me personally, but again, when you're in relationships and when you're dealing with people, you have to deal with that gray area shit. This is my biggest issue. Because, again, for me, it all boils down to, like I said, if you're either fucking with me, then fuck with me. If you're not fucking with me, then don't. Like you were saying earlier, when you had your time, when you was fresh out of high school, when the nigga left the first time, you was there, like I said, you built you, nigga, out of many niggas. I've been there, too. I know exactly what that's like. This motherfucker can do – this bitch can do this. This bitch can do this. This bitch can do this. So put them on a – like I said, I had a schedule. You know what I mean? So this is – none of this shit is a surprise to me or is a shock to me. I just want to know what's going on in situations because, again, people tell you one thing and then something else is going on. This is why I don't like talking. I don't do that much talking because I go off action. What are you doing? How are you acting? Because you can't.
Crazy stalker man is calling me.
No matter what, he's calling you right now. See?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
No.
Call him from the show. You know, I found out a new feature on the show. I can call. I can dial out numbers. We can call him. Tell him you're on the radio show. Tell him to call in.
Y'all want to talk? You want to talk to him?
Tell him to call.
You gonna tell me my boyfriend? So you gonna tell me my boyfriend?
Okay, I'll pretend. This is all be funny. Let's see what he's. Let's tell him to call in.
Because he texted me and I didn't text it back. That's why he's calling me.
But see, this is again. But see. Nah, let me stop playing around. Because I might go somewhere that I might not. If I'm supposed to continue. You. No, but again, that's my biggest issue is that I don't like the gray area. And it's crazy because when it comes to me, there is no gray area when it comes to me. I'm either fucking with you or I'm not. You need to let me know what I need to do to make things work. I don't like guessing. I don't like assuming. You know what I mean? I'm on that closed mouths don't get fed type shit, you know. And that's just simple. And I try to keep things as simple as possible. Like I said, that gray area, it's complicated. I don't like things being complicated. Why? Things are complicated enough. I don't understand why people want to make things more complicated. That doesn't make sense to me. It's like, and the gray area is always, you know, but I also at the same time, this is why it's so hard for me to tell, like you said, give advice to tell people to do, because again, I've been on that, I call that, that's when they're on my dark side days, even before that. Like I said, there wasn't, these are people that don't give a fuck. These are the people that, you know, like you said, I don't care by any means necessary. There's something wrong with that. In a sense, it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of cute or whatever. Like I said, there's some people that go for that crazy type shit. But then again, it also raises questions like, if it's been so long, what's been going on in these past 10 years that you pop up now and now you're going this hard on somebody you haven't been around for 10 years? Something's wrong with that, in my opinion. Not saying nothing's wrong with you, Queen. But you know what I mean? Whatever he's been going through for the last 10 years or whatever, you know what I mean? It's something.
Yeah, it definitely is something. He told me about his wife.
So...
That's horrible.
You have what you got going on now, or what you've been through already, what you know, and then you have what this person is telling you and what he's throwing at you. And again, but then again, it comes down to choice. You have to make that choice. That's that gray area. But again, see, no, for me, like you were saying, the gray area is like, okay, I'm gonna keep this going. I'm going to do this over here, but I'm going to make sure nothing happens over here, but I'm going to do this over there. But like I said, there's more complications and everything. Then you got to start answering. Because, you know, when you take the bait, then you have to start answering calls, because then the craziness goes times 10. Because now he felt he didn't pay for some time. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So that's just the way it goes. But see, again, as for me, which is why, like I said, it's either, which also affects me as well, because again, I don't, as much as I, in certain situations, I would love to be able to do that, but the fact that somebody's able to do that, depending on what their situation is, and the fact that they're doing that out of nowhere, is just something, I don't know, it is weird to me. But again, as a female, I don't know. The females are going to be all over that shit. Like you said, I need this. I need this done. I need that done. That's that great. Another thing that females do, I feel, they justify shit. When you're living in the gray area, when you can't technically pick a side and you can say, you know, well, this is going on and this is going on and that. And bitches do a lot of that shit. But that's in the gray area because they can't pick a side.
It is.
Give a situation. Look, I've recently, like I said, bitches. I don't know what bitches be thinking. Bitches gonna hit me up talking about, you know, I can't let you be what the fuck did she say to me? I can't hold on to something that's never gonna happen and blase and this that and woo woo whatever. And I'm like, what were everywhere you holding on to in the first place? This is what I mean, because you didn't step up to a situation that you knew what was going, that you knew what was up and what was going down. You, if you want to deal with a nigga and you want to associate with somebody, this is how you got to step up and show that. But that is not, like you said, not about throwing money at somebody, or like how I feel. I don't feel you have to throw money at somebody. You got to want somebody when they don't got shit. You don't want somebody right. Nigga. You gotta want to deal with somebody when this is rough, is rugged, and you don't know what may happen. You got to deal with somebody at their worst. So when it is good, then y'all can do that. You know what I mean? If everything's all good, eventually there's gonna be something that's gonna happen. Oh, hold on, wait. Who got this? Shout out to 661-0881. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Who this?
What's that?
What the business is, ma?
How you been? We were just talking about you.
I don't know how y'all talking about a nigga like me, who?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You can't talk about a nigga that ain't from out here.
Mm-hmm.
But see, for where I come from, if a nigga talk about you, you highly respected.
That's right. That's
what it is.
Depends on the context. But okay, go for sure. Who this?
This gutter, my nigga. I'm from New Orleans, who?
New Orleans? Okay, man. So what it do, man? So we were talking about how you know Queen? How you know my co-host?
Somebody just happened just to, what is it? That's his fire. I'm about to put one in the air, too. somebody just happened just to text me the number, you feel me? So I thought I'd just call in and give a couple of little shout-out or whatnot. You did?
Okay, so go ahead. Give your shout-out to the player.
I want to give a shout-out to all my fam. You feel me? Who banged that?
Oh, okay, for sure, my nigga. Okay, good looking out, man. That's all it is. Okay, we're going to get to David play, whatever the fuck that was. You're right.
Oh, my God.
All right. The dagger. Got to put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, all right? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, all right?
All right.
So, it's the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could've fought it out together, but you'd rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking. Now I'm thinking in my head I should. That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up. Can't even sleep, laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep.
What?
I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry I can give you that. I wanted you to tie me down, instead you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist that fucking heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Showed me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give. Plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money. It ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you made you chuck them deuces up.
Later.
No.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better.
On some real shit.
No more time to make.
I ain't got a lot of no motherfucking body. A bunch of bullshit. But fuck it. Don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep pushing, right? Don't nobody else give a fuck, so I got to.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you.
Damn.
But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, still the fire.
Shit.
Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new
supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar. Made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul.
And now
you wanna let me go so you can go and do whatever. Moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice. Third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, and that's enough. You got me pissed. You ain't making shit,
but still
you talking, throwing, breaking shit.
You stupid.
Whoa. Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name.
Nah.
Nothing like them other bitches. Why you wanna act
Why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked
Listen.
Me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah,
I
say that's over Jerry
Even
Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too.
Whatever.
Deuces. Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do. This shit still hurts like a motherfucker. But fuck it. Deuces.
Yeah. The DAG. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches.
Fake shit.
The haters.
All of them, you know what I mean?
All y'all motherfuckers.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing.
Let's keep it going.
Hey.
On to the next one.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no.
Back
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wetter. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I didn't get. He get you wet, I get you wetter. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me live along your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you
wetter. You do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck.
fuck, might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, I pop like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie, high heels, thong on, booty so jiggly, titty sitting upright, sooty smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you shouting like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
You get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, might
have
to
suck.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
Supposed to be kissing my ass, like when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud, I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gotta talk loud no more, cause you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? You think I don't know what you're doing? That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more? What you want me to say? I ain't threatening you, because I ain't going to never threaten you, because I don't hit bitches.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bango Radio, with the dagger and Queen D. This feel girl, me is so real, and you know I'm feeling freaky, so I'ma let Dagger play,
yeah, Dagger
song
play that song,
and we gon' get freaky,
we gon' get freaky tonight, baby,
ooh,
yeah.
West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Dagger, Queens. Still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, for sure. And remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, to the queue, press 1 to holler at me. All right, I'm past my, you know, I got my second win, I guess I call it. You know when you start drinking, you get drunk, high, or whatever, but you get woozy for a second, and then some people don't get past that wooziness. You know, they just tend to, like, doze and just deal with the wooziness. But I've gotten past the wooziness, and I'm still drinking, and I'm on my next little, now I'm about to, like I said, move on to the next. So, but actually, hold on. We still got Gutter.
My nigga.
First off, my nigga, I wasn't dumb. My bad for the disrespect. I had to, you know, make a little quick hand exchange. But anyway, I'd like to give a quick dedication to my girl Queens, you feel me? By the nigga, you feel me? Wale, you feel me? Flowers Bomb,
oh,
you know.
God.
I like to give a shout out to all my niggas out there, fam banging.
Gutter, first of all, this is independent radio. We don't fuck with Wale. You ain't gonna hear none of that shit you hear on the radio. You gonna hear over here on Bang Out Radio.
I don't do a radio listening thing.
Let me talk to you for a minute, man. Can we calibrate for
me.
A minute? You got a minute? You chilling out,
yeah,
or you just passing through?
Huh?
You was just chilling out, or you was just passing through?
I'm about to be out here for a minute.
All right, for sure. Well, let me holler at you for a second, my nigga. Now, look.
Queen was telling me a little bit earlier. We didn't get too deep into anything or whatever. She was just telling me that
y'all knew each other from, like, way back in, like, high school days and everything, right? Is that right?
Pretty much.
All right. Now,
But at the time, there was something that transpired where, like, you just left, you know what I mean? You just disappeared or some shit. Like, what's going down, man? What happened? Where'd you go? What was going on? Because Queen made it seem like, you know, first, anything, whatever, you know. I mean, I don't like being girls first, you know what I mean? I don't like being girls first because me personally, I like a girl that's somewhat experienced. I don't deal with virgins, you know, things like that or whatever. That's just me.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Look,
you know, I know
how
girls can be when it comes to that first and everything like that. It's an emotional thing. It's this, that, whoop, or whatever. You know, I can understand these things, so I get that. But
okay.
But then she made it seem like, you know what? She made it seem like you was there one day and you was gone the next. Like, what went down? Like, what happened?
Like, honestly, bro, like, I didn't even try, but I let her know, you feel me? Life is going through situations that you left and right. You did? And when it do, you feel me, you're not just going to sit there, especially if you're one of those hitters, you feel me? You're not just going to sit there and let some shit ride. You're going to get up, you're going to handle your business. So at the time when some shit happened, my nigga, I had to get up. This is my second time out here in Cali. I had to get up and I had to go back home. And in the midst of me going back home, some shit happened, a little gunplay, nigga, so I'll tell you, feel me, we were all in now, you did? But at the same damn time, I finally came back out here, you feel me? This is my third time out here. But at the same time I came back out here, I ran into one of the people that went to school with us and was like, I need
right.
that, my nigga. And then at the same time, and then
now,
yeah, I popped back up.
Now that part is like, I get it. Like, man, you got to go home, got to handle business, you know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. Now, in certain situations, though, you understand, like, are you, like you said, you're from the zoo, right, Louisiana? That's what you said, right? Like, that's home, right? You know what I mean? That's you, right? Like I said, as far as I know, Queen of Cali girl. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm already
like,
knowing.
You know what I mean? So, off top, number one, if that's where your home is out there, man, that's already an issue. See, me personally, I don't like long-distance relationships, me personally. You know, because, again, I get what you feel when it comes to situations. When I want to be with my person, when I'll be with who I want to be with, I want to be there. You know what I mean? But the Lou, you know what I mean, Louisiana and Cali, nigga, that's deep. And then to my understanding, it was like some, like what you was doing, that's 10 years though, right? 10 years, right? Or something like that. Focus.
Oh, I need a drink.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm on.
Got it. You good?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good, my nigga. I had to go holler at my
cousin. Okay, just making sure. I'm just trying to understand because in certain situations right now, my understanding was there has been no contact whatsoever for like at least 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? Just none whatsoever. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's honestly true right there.
Now, As man, like I said, me personally, like I said, I'm just trying to understand how you can step away from a female, you know what I mean, for 10 years and then step back. Because to my understanding was, like I said, she told you that, you know, she got a dude or whatever, right? But fuck that nigga though, right? I'm saying, on some nigga shit, though. Like I said, I feel you. But... But that, I'm just help me explain that to me, bro. Like, why would females tell niggas, like, you know what I mean, tell you, like, you know, I'm dealing with somebody, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, whatever. It's like fuck that nigga, I can do this, I can do that. What?
Okay, look, like,
make
okay,
that make sense
I respect where you
help
coming
me, help
from.
Me explain that to me.
All right, now look, like I told her, you feel me? Well, let me rewind it back. Like she told me, you feel me, when I first got here. You know, and I ran, and we finally met up. You feel me? Hung and banged. Like she told me. You feel me? Do I just expect her to walk back into it? Do I just expect her? You feel me? Just to run back and my arms was all open, and she's like, oh, da 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 da. And like I explained to her, nah. But at the same damn time, you feel me? A nigga in the time of need. So if a nigga in the time of need, trust and believe me, if I gotta work for what I need or work for what I want, you feel me? I'm gonna put that down and make that happen. But at the damn same time, like I told you, you feel me? Fuck that nigga. You feel me?
I mean,
I don't know
what
the nigga is. I respect the nigga.
What is it that you need?
Because,
what is it that you need?
What is it that you need? This is what I mean. When you see, there's a difference between wanting something and needing something. See, me personally,
and
I believe that somebody should need anybody.
Bruh,
so I'm trying to understand what is it that you need right now. You know what I mean? What do you need at this point?
I'm pretty sure she'll break it down. She knows, you feel me? But like on some man to man type shit, you feel me? I know the difference between my wants and my needs. Cause I'm a single father. I'm a single father of three. You feel me? I've been raising all three of my babies by my own.
A single father of three. Now, no disrespect, man. You handle that on your own. You doing what you gotta do. There's not a lot of niggas that'll step up and handle that type of shit. You know what I mean? But as far as I understand, like I said, Queen don't got no kids, and she ain't trying to be in no situation like that no time soon. You know what I mean?
And I respect that, and I respect that too.
She still got things like that or whatever. So I'm trying to understand. You know, I mean, I just be looking out for her. You know what I mean? I just, because like I said, I rolled Queen for a long time now. You know, I just be looking out for her in certain situations. I just don't want to have to deal with extras. You know what I mean? Queen got enough on her table. You know what I mean? And and she was also saying some shit like, you know, my nigga, like, did you really hit her up, like, 20 times? Like, she said she was asleep one night or something or whatever. You just kept hitting her up because she just wouldn't respond, my nigga. To me, there's a difference between persistence and, like, kind of craziness, my nigga. But is it craziness okay? Because you going to get what you want, right? Is that where you at with shit?
Nah, not even. Not even.
Because
honestly, my nigga, I may call a bitch.
No, I call you a bitch, Queen, or no disrespect. But I'm talking, you know, I'm talking.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I call a bitch like once. If she don't answer the first time, I may call her twice, depending on who she is. You know, my nigga. Also, you know, just speaking on some nigga to nigga shit. You know what I mean?
If it's true.
You know what I mean? I heard about like 20 calls or like 20 text messages or something like that. My nigga, that's not a good look, just in my opinion. In my opinion. You know what I mean? I'm not trying.
20 calls and 20 texts, then that's a lot of exaggerating. You feel me? That's real.
Oh, exaggerating? It was exaggerating?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay.
And don't put text messages, start to listen to
it. Hello?
Like I said, I get to the bottom of shit, my nigga. Like I said, I'm glad you're being straight up with me. But, again, after 10 years, did you have kids when you was in high school with y'all fucking each other? Did you have kids?
What'd you say?
When y'all was in high school, before you left and had to go back home and handle your biz and everything, did you have kids then? Did you have a kid at least once in high school and everything? Nah. So in the 10 years, my nigga, you had like 3 kids, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, and again, you handling your biz. Don't get any disrespect. Like I said, I'm not trying to make it sound, because, again, you're doing what you do. But at the same time, you've been doing shit, my nigga. You know, so is it a – what kind of need, again, are you trying to fill in here? It seems – I understand. It seems the need that I think you're trying to fill is – you know, is something where
it's
like –
really, honestly, somebody,
it's kind of like this. Kind of a reverse situation. I was kind of in the same situation myself, and again, no disrespect, but I'm gonna tell a story about, like, there was a female that I was dealing with, my nigga. She had like 3-4 kids. Wanted me to step into her situation. I ain't got no kids. You know what I mean? I don't know what that's like. I'm not trying to know what that's like right now. You know what I mean? I think that's shit that I'm trying to do. You know, and I just feel when people have kids and they make those decisions, that's the decisions that they make. You know, that's the choices that you make. So, again, as a man, you already doing what you got to do. You got to step up even further to make her want to deal with that. And then if she does, are you going to be able to keep that shit up for the longevity? You know,
she could be able to tell you that. You feel me? A nigga hustles out here. You feel me? It ain't powerful, but it's a little stronger. You feel me? So at the same time, you feel me? It's not the fact of what a nigga needs. It's not the fact of what a nigga wants. You feel me? But this is how she told me. Do I expect her just to, you feel me, lollygagging, cupcaking, and loving this shit, you feel me, because a nigga fat? No, but at the same time, yeah. But at the damn thing, at the same time, I got to make up, you feel me? Not even make up.
But you trying to make up for something that you can't even make up for. Because like she said, she already told you that she already dealing with somebody. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm
just on some nigga shit, I feel you. Fuck that nigga. I'ma try to do what I gotta do. I gotta get in there. I'ma try to get in there. On some nigga shit, I feel you. On some man shit,
You know what I mean? On some real shit, my nigga. She told you what was up. You should just step off. And then if she decides to want to do something or this, that, or whatever, she will come to you. Trust me. Girls do that. You know what I mean? If she knows you're there, and if she, you know what I mean, now you made your appearance and you done offered this, that, whatever, she knows what's up. You know what I mean? But and you know she got to do and everything like that. She told you that. So as also on some real nigga, like I said, I've been in your situation. You know what I mean? I done been boyfriend number two. You know what I mean? I'm just giving you some advice here. So I done been in these situations. But again, I've never had to offer females, you know what I mean, shit. They just wanted to fuck with me because they wanted to fuck with me. Because they nigga wasn't doing shit. Now, if you deal with
hold that thought.
All right.
You know how you just said that, right? They want to fuck with you. Okay. See, in my case, they don't gotta ask me for nothing. If I see that a nigga ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing, of course I'm gonna come up and I'm gonna do what I gotta do. You feel me? I'm just that type of nigga. My granny raised me. I was raised up around my sisters. You feel me?
But just like I told you. Just like I told you the other day, though, like, what makes you think that he's not doing what he's supposed to do? Like, just because that's what you see. Like, I told you that the other day.
But I also feel you. I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to be a nigga with you. You know what I mean, my nigga? I'm trying to make the best of the situation right here. So, as a nigga, and you from the South, I understand because I used to fuck with bitches from the South. I know how motherfuckers from the South get down. You know what I mean? Y'all take care of that home situation. You know, because the bitches from, because I feel you, you know, because the bitches I fuck with from the South, you know what I mean, or I have fucked with before, you know what I mean, they always got food cooked, you know what I mean, the house is always clean, you know, a nigga draws is always clean, you know what I mean, they take care of that shit, and the dude from the South is always the one making that bread, you know what I mean, you ain't got to worry about this, you ain't got to worry about that, but I, you know what I mean, so again, my nigga, I understand, you know what I mean, but this is Cali. You know what I mean? Like, on number one. And number two, it's just that, like I said, on some nigga shit, I respect what you, on some nigga shit, because no matter what you do, it's going to be on Queen what she decides to do between her and her dude that she's dealing with. You know what I mean? No matter what the fuck you do, you know,
you can try to throw whatever you got to throw at her,
say whatever you got to say, text, blase, whoop, or whatever. Like I said, you're going to do what you got to do because I feel, like I said, you on that nigga shit. Fuck what that nigga say. Fuck what he doing. I don't care. I'm trying to show you this. I'm trying to show you. I get that.
Okay, but at the same time, like, if anybody fucks with me, a nigga tattoo, a nigga be out here staging hands. You feel me? I show that hospitality love. So if I show that hospitality love in my street movements, I'm going to show my hospitality love, you feel me, and any other thing behind that.
But if you knew Queen, like, I know Queen, man, I can say, like, nigga, she's trying to build some shit, man, and you already got some shit that you already got people moved into. You know what I mean? It's a difference to situation. So it's different shit that you would have to do. And, again, no matter what you do, it comes down to Queen, which is what I always say. You know, because... Again, she's the one who has to do that she's dealing with. You don't got nobody you're dealing with. You want to deal with her. She has somebody she's already dealing with it already. So, and you trying to do makeup for 10 years or some shit. So, I mean, it's one of those goals, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like I ain't gonna let nobody stop me type shit. But at the same time, can't nobody stop you? It's not up to you.
So it's behind here too.
Well, basically, this is how I see it, bro. Like, honestly, you feel me? I thank for the nigga advice, you feel me? I thank for the nigga hospitality conversation we having. But at the same time, you feel me? I'm going to let her do her. I told her. You feel me? Do you. But at the same time, you feel me? If I see, you feel me, that something or you going through, you feel me? I'm going to be that nigga just because who I am. I'm going to be that nigga and I'm going to step up. But like, all right, but like you said,
say you step up, not even like say she's going through some shit. She needs her hair done, she sees her nails done or whatever. My nigga, on some real shit, like I said, I know she right there and everything like that, but on some real shit, my nigga, you only doing that just because you care. You ain't trying to get nothing out of that situation. You ain't trying
I'm
to
not
show
trying to get
her
nothing
that,
out of it, woo.
Nah, man, nigga,
you feel me? I'm a real nigga. You feel me?
I can't. I mean, I'm trying to feel you, but at the same time, I can't. Because I don't know, maybe that's the Cali in me. Maybe you are telling the truth. I'm not calling you a liar. But at the same time, you got three kids of your own. You got your own shit you got to deal with and everything like that. So
And honestly, bro, I'm dealing with it. I don't have no issue with my children. You feel me? Like, I take care of them. They don't have to need nor want.
But you're trying to throw money at a situation that's already telling you that their situation is okay. You know what I mean? And then you're also looking at the situation like if something does go wrong or something does happen, that she's going to run to you instead of who she's dealing with. And if you try to make that happen, like I said, that's again, it's all Queen. So,
but at the end of the day, like we all talking about it, but it's like, okay, I've already, at the end of all of this, like my nigga, I've already ran to my nigga. My nigga knows the situation that's going on at hand right now. Like, this nigga knows what's happening right now. Like, you feel me? So, yeah, he could, like I said, at the end of all of this, like I told him, like, me and him, we could be homies, we could do all of that. But, like, I don't run around and I'm not keeping secrets from nobody because I don't want nobody to look at me like I'm a liar and I'm full of shit because at the end, of, like, no, I'm where I'm at and I'm happy
like
where
this.
I'm at.
Or it's like this. Queen, you said you had an issue with your dude dealing with some girl or whatever, right? So,
right.
Okay, so if you have homies, it is okay for him to have homies? It's worth
but, I mean,
dealing
it's,
with for you to deal with him?
Oh, but see, that's another reason why, like I said, I needed advice on the situation because I didn't want to feel like I was a hypocrite for me hollering at telling my nigga, like, okay, I don't want you to fuck with this bitch because, you feel me, I feel like she's trying
no,
to get at my nigga.
But that's not the question. The question is, would it be worth it? That's the question. Would you be willing, is dealing with him worth letting your dude deal with the bitch that you talking about?
Like,
yes, no question. Last time I
like,
shut up.
Oh, fam, baby. Hey, my nigga, that was a real question, Woldy.
I don't give a fuck. Shut up.
Okay, I'm gonna handle that. I'm gonna ask that.
Right. Mhm. Shut up.
Hey, you gotta get off.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay, no. If my nigga was to tell me to stop, I would stop. Like, point blank, period. All right.
It's not telling you to stop. It's the fact that you already
it's not. No,
issue.
It's not worth it
that
because at the end of all of this, like, no. Because if you would be mad, like I'm mad, then okay.
That's not basically, hey, my nigga.
Thanks for this conversation, you feel me? I'll be calling, you feel me? I'll be calling your little radio station back, you feel me?
I didn't even want to be here tonight. I was this close to canceling the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even want to be here tonight. Look where the fuck I'm at. This is shit I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my nigga. Hey, my nigga, thanks for this New Orleans, Cali, you feel me, conversation we having on y'all radio show. You feel me? I highly respect that, Woldy. You feel me? Highly. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and finish letting y'all do y'all little radio show.
Crazy.
Get back to you, feel me? Y'all letting the earth, you feel me, hear y'all music. Do y'all. Y'all did?
Nah,
but at the same time, I want y'all to have a blessed night. Let the Lord bless y'all family. You dig?
On one side of things, like I said, I would love to hate you, my nigga. I would love to hate you because, again, I can't stand niggas that when they're told shit, and again, no disrespect, but when females tell certain niggas shit, you know what I mean, and then niggas that be like, fuck that, and just do what they want to do anyway, I do have a certain level of respect for that because I'm not that type of nigga. When a bitch tell me she don't want to deal with me, she don't want to fuck with me or whatever, she don't want to do this, that, or whatever, I turn my back and walk. You know what I mean? I don't be on that shit. I don't care who she is because I just don't got the time, the energy to keep fighting and to keep going through all that. I'm not throwing money at no bitch. I'm not doing all that extra shit. You know what I mean? That's just who I am. You know what I mean? Because I just know, at the same, like I said, you do what you do, but at the same time, I got my own set of, you know, what they call it when you put them on the right. You know, I got definite qualifications.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just doesn't, I don't come at the same situation the same way you do. So, you know what I mean? The type of female you attract Or we we may attract the same type of female. You know what I mean?
But see, look,
she may want to deal with you in one situation and may want to deal with me on another situation.
No disrespect, hold on. If you were any other female, honestly, my nigga, I would have been gone. Honestly, my nigga, I put that on my kids. Like any other female, my nigga, I would have been.
My question is, what is it? Because, I mean, after 10 years, my nigga, that's like a motherfucker going to war type shit. You know what I mean? Or that motherfucker.
And honestly, my nigga, that's what it
was,
my nigga. I went to war. I was down there with Katrina here, bro.
That was talking to the volleyball and shit. You know, Tom Hanks and shit that was talking to the volleyball.
Castaway.
It's all some Castaway shit, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, you left, nigga, went to work or whatever, nigga, and just lost contact for 10 years and just expect to come back. What happened in the movie? You know what I mean?
But at the same time, just like you said, you feel me? That's like a nigga going off to war. A nigga did go off to war. You feel me? When Katrina hit, like 6-7 months after I left Cali, you feel me? It was nothing but war. Nothing but war. You feel me? And then 2 years later, I ended up catching the case. I ain't had to go do my time. I ain't getting out. You feel me? At the same time, you feel me? Nigga was on a bracelet. Nigga can't really make too many movements. You feel me? On a bracelet. So I had to wait till I discharged my number.
I mean, we keep going back and forth because, again, I want to make sure there's no disrespect when I say this. But, my nigga, if you look up for sympathy, my nigga, you ain't going to find it around here. You know what I mean?
I'm a grown-ass man. Sympathy ain't even in my category.
I'm just making sure we have that understanding. Like I said, these are choices that you made. These are things that you had to do. You know what I mean? And, again, glad you made it in. Glad you got out. You know what I mean? Like, you had to do what you had to do. You had to roll with the road. But, again, you got to roll with what's going on right now.
And honestly,
you know what
my nigga, I'm rolling
you,
with
you stepping
it.
Into
I'm rolling at the same speed that it's rolling. I'm not running no faster, no slower. So you feel me? The same pace the ball is moving.
We're two different type of people. We're two different types. Because I just can't get past the fact that, like I said, it's just I've been on that side. Like I said, that shit doesn't bother you, my nigga. Trying to really just when a girl tells you that she's dealing with somebody and doing this and doing that or whatever, you just really just say fuck that nigga. Don't care. I'm gonna do what I want to do. That there's nothing that.
Ask that certain individual, my nigga. Actions speak louder than words. And I'm gonna leave
it
like
that. We all believe that. But then you're assuming that actions haven't already been taken. You already assume that things aren't in motion. There's a lot of assumptions. My understanding goes,
not
when
on my
females,
end.
When they actually go ahead, my man, my bad. Go ahead.
I said, on my end, it's no assumptions, you feel me? If a female show you different than what they telling you, you feel me, with or without a nigga, it's a whole nother story. No ifs, no buts. I don't care how anybody look at the situation.
Well. And then at the same time, if she's showing you anything, then that's the problem as well, because if she's dealing with somebody and doing certain things, then she shouldn't be showing you anything, in my opinion.
Basically,
because that's just a whole lot of that's just so you shouldn't be knowing anything or nothing. So that's just what females do. So basically
on my end, bro, like not to be no disrespectful ass nigga, you feel me? Cause I done had my grill, damn near have my grill pulled up. You feel me today? You feel me? I nigga about to get my grill back in my mouth. But long story short, no disrespect. You feel me? Cause convo short. You feel me? Like I said, you know, it ain't no assumption, no assuming, no none of that. If a female show you better than what they telling you, you feel me? Of course, any real nigga, you feel me, going to keep that ball rolling.
Well,
I actually
agree with you on that because, again, once she starts the ball rolling, then a nigga's going to do what he's going to do. I mean,
Y'all have a blessed night, man. The Lord bless y'all. I'm gone.
West Coast Wednesday, Sub Nice, Daggers, Queen, Gutter. Why the fuck did I come on the radio tonight?
I got love for them. I got love for them. I got love for them. I got love for them Houston girls. I
got love for them Dallas girls. I got love for them Memphis chicks, ATL and them Cali girls. I got love for them Florida girls. I got love for them Vegas girls. I got love for them NY, them Chi-Town and them LA girls. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them. I got love for them good girls. I got love for them bad girls. I got love for them hip chicks, them fly kicks with that swag girl. I got love for them smart girls. I got love for my wild girls. I got love for them city chicks, but I love me a small town girl. I got love for them country girls. I got love for them proper girls. I got love for them slang talking at me, walk the showstopper girls. I got love for them slim chicks. I got love for them round girls. I got love for them freaky girls that love to go down, girl. I got love for them rich girls. I got love for them working girls. Got a job, pay the cost, but I love me a good twerking girl. I got love for them bossy girls. I got love for them quiet girls. I got love for them fit chicks, them vegetarian, them diet girls. I got love for them faithful girls. I got love for one-nighted girls. I got love for my independent, I ain't scared to change their own tire girls. I got love for them lawbreakers, but I love me a police girl. I got love for them clingy chicks, but I love me a no leash girl. I got love for them Houston girls. I got love for them Dallas girls. I got love for them Memphis chicks, ATL and them Cali girls. I got love for them Florida girls. I got love for them Vegas girls. I got love for them NY, them Chi-Town and them LA girls. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them. I got love for them party girls. I got love for them college girls. Them Ole Miss, them Southern Belles, them long haired and them naughty girls. I got love for gymnastic girls. I got love for Alaskan girls. I got love for my stripper chicks that drop it low and be taxing, girl. I got love for them gothic chicks. Yes, I said them gothic girls. Them tattoos, them free spirit, them black clothes are your thing, girl. I got love for them ghetto girls. I got love for them ratchet girls in the club, drunk as fuck, ain't scared to let a bitch catch it, girl. I got love for them business girls. I got love for them funny girls. I got love for them mannequins, them Asians, black and snow bunny girls. I got love for them sweet girls. I got love for them spicy girls. I got love for them short girls, them tall girls, so enticing, girl. I got love for them hooper girls. I got love for them soccer girls. I got love for them eight cuts, but I love me a big knocker girl. I got love for them sprinting girls. I got love for them swimming girls, cause I know you got that wet, wet. Come let your boy swim in it, girl. I got love for them Houston girls. I got love for them Dallas girls. I got love for them Memphis chicks, ATL and them Cali girls. I got love for them Florida girls. I got love for them Vegas girls. I got love for them NY, them Chi-Town and them LA girls. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them, so show your boy some love. I got love for them.
Shit about the color. an opportunity in your face, you take it. Know you think I'm rushing, but the mood is fading. So what you gonna do? Girl, I just wanna come through. When opportunity in your face, you take it. When I lay you down, girl, I'm start saying, I gotta go, why you gotta leave? She said he calling me, I said that shit don't mean a thing. I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for? Girl, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, yeah. Take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, yeah. Take off those clothes. I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shabbat, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes. Shabbat, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes. Shabbat, take off those clothes.
I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shout it, take off them clothes.
But I know you've been waiting, waiting. Let me be your waiter, waiter. And let me serve you.
Bye. I'll face it, yeah. I'll face it, yeah. Yes, I'll face the ugly truth.
Mother-daughter talk,
okay?
Your husband's condition is way out of control. Bottom line, you need to start satisfying him more, sweetie.
But, Mom, I satisfy him all the time.
Well, then you gotta do it better. Get creative, Haley. Use your pinky. I'm using my pinky, Mom.
I don't think you're using your pinky.
I told you I'm using it. But are you really using your pinky? I don't think so. Get up in there.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, Dagger Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Interesting nights. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. Queen, any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you at, all that good stuff.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Kelly Queen V, Kelly Queen V V E E. You guys can follow the page. You guys can follow Bang Out Radio on Twitter at Real Bang Out. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Bang Out Radio. You guys can like us on Facebook at Bang Out Radio. Independent artist, you guys can send me your music at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me about that.
Yeah, yeah. The Dagger. Oh, there, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. West Coast all day, so nice. As always, you never know. Transpire over here. That's just how we roll. So, but just as I always say, like I said, the hardest thing to do is operate. The hardest thing to operate on is free will. You know, people are gonna do what they want to do, depending on where you're at in your life, depending on what you're looking for, depending on what you need, depending on what situation you're in. I mean, it's just human nature to want to do what you have to do to make it to that next step. And usually most people want to take the easiest path and, you know, the one that may take a little struggle, may take a little work, may take a little longer. You know, but again, we all make our choices. And those choices, you know, determine who we are. Those choices determine the people we become. Those choices determine how people react to the things that we do. So, again, like I said, the biggest double-edged sword that I live in is that I operate on free will. I want people to do what makes them happy. But when you're dealing with people, you have to realize that people get happy at different times for different things in different situations. People, you know, when they just need somebody sometimes. If the person you want isn't there, then the person they can get is sometimes people settle for that. You know, you just never know. So it's just crazy when you think about situations like that, because, again, like another big paradox is that you never want to deal with somebody or be with somebody that don't nobody else want. You know, we've all said this many times. You know, there's a problem if nobody else wants the person that you're with. But at the same time, if everybody's constantly throwing themselves at the person you're with, if everybody wants this, you know, that's a lot of trust that you have to put on that person. And not a lot of people have that. Not a lot of people are worth it. You know what I mean? You never know. You never know. But, yeah. Make sure, like I said, every Wednesday night right here, 9 to 11, West Coast Wednesday, Tough Nights, Dagger Queen, you already know to get down. Fuck You Fridays every Friday, 8 to 10. Slap Sundays every 10, 8 to 10. Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, 8 to 10. Turns Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks, 8 to 10. And they're right back here. That's what we do. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for hanging out. Even shouts out to Gavin, man. Like I said, also biggest shit, like, I gotta be real. Like I understand. Like I said, I used to be that. I've been there. But at the same time, the best thing about free will as well is what I guess niggas don't realize.
when somebody actually just wants to fuck with you just for you, you know what I mean? You don't got to bring nothing to the table. You don't, you know, you don't technically have to do shit. You just have to be you. You know, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. But that doesn't happen in this day and age. It doesn't happen often. So it's just, like I said, decisions, free will decisions, and just make sure you're doing what you got to do. Make sure you're doing the right thing. And, again, you can't get mad at people for doing what they feel is right for them. I just hope, but then you also have those people that make decisions, and then they are sad that they made those decisions afterwards, but it's too late because you done already crossed that line. All right, y'all. How about y'all next week? We out.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. We the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on her. Feels so good, and I'll put that on her.
It's popping from the jump when you fucking with me. We could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right. But now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chillin', so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion of a poet, I want it, so drop it. I smashin' and she knowin' I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action, it's cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up. Light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friends, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah,
we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on her. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair, slap at the titty grab. Got a trophy cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I do, dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on her. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see your thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want a tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or nut while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West mops, a penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mackin', baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?